Hello, radio readers. I'm Jane Holwerda in Dodge City, Kansas. My current mission is to read books I've already collected. But I've been waylaid by new things promoted by media. That's why a few weeks back, I closed Thackeray's Vanity Fair to read Cairo Clare Burke's novel. Already in film production, the central character is played by Anne Hathaway, who appears in publicity stills, ever the gamine, if more gaunt and stricken than even in her Les Miserables death scene. Hathaway portrays Natalie Heller Miller, a popular influencer of yesteryear who models the trad wife life by styling 19th century pioneerism, self-reliance, farm-to-table menus, homeschooled children, a rancher, farmer, husband. Natalie uses 21st century technologies, but only to stream her husband in straw hat and coveralls with a mule and cart, herself cooking or collecting eggs, and giving birth at home without anesthesia. Or so she says. Actually, Natalie's farmhouse is outfitted with fully modern kitchens, baths, laundry room, and a fully functioning production studio, all hidden from her followers. Revenue from yesteryear merchandise and sponsorships pay down a multi-million dollar farm loan. Natalie has staff, nannies, and a production director. Her husband, no farmer but an urban trust fund baby, frequents box store parking lots to hire migrants cheaply for the hard work. Then he spends his time roaming online the manosphere and porn worlds or sexing up one of Natalie's staff who's about to go public. As a mega media reveal looms, Natalie suffers various crises, most significantly that she seems to have teleported to the 1850s, where she is indeed a pioneer, though not a very good one, near starvation and destitute. This family is tough as nails, as rustic as their piney wood outhouse, and hard scrabble as hungry chickens. Or so it seems. Thackeray's Victorian classic Vanity Fair and Burke's current best-selling Yesteryear have some things in common. Like Yesteryear's Natalie, Thackeray's Becky Sharp, herself a young woman, performs gentility, chastity, and servility, those proclaimed 19th-century womanly Christian virtues, all the while masking her ruthless, grasping self from the social sets for which she performs. Both Natalie and Becky pretend they married for love, even as we readers see their ambition for socioeconomic success in the limited ways their respective communities allow. It's like Becky Sharp is Natalie Heller Miller's great to the sixth grandmother. Thackeray titled his novel for a phrase of 17th century Puritan John Bunyan, an influencer of his era and for our own American colonial history and maybe even our present. Vanity Fair for Bunyan is a carnival where pride and self-interest rule. Or, as in Ecclesiastes, everything done under the sun is vanity and a striving after wind. Oh, did I mention that Natalie presents as a Christian of a recognizable contemporary sect who waxes nostalgic for bygone times and disses feminists? She calls them angry women, those elitist, out-of-touch progressives, even while she tends her own thriving career, her family's sole means of support. Burke's skill in crafting satire and her courage in striking her target so satisfyingly is worthy of applause, and she has mine. I might even go for the yet-to-be-released film. Meanwhile, the satire of Thackeray's Vanity Fair, set far in the past, remains relevant. Why aren't high school students made to read it rather than the weird and creepy Wuthering Heights, which this dear reader won't read again ever? Though you, of course, are welcome to. I'm Jane Holwerda in Dodge City, Kansas.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.